All right, good evening, everyone. So to continue a little bit in Hilchos Shabbos, we're actually going to begin tonight going through the order of the 39 Malachos, and we'll begin from the beginning. Now, it's interesting to note that in the collection of the Malachos, so sometimes the Malach of Choresh, of plowing, is stated first, and other times the Malach of Zorea, of seeding or planting, is stated first. Now, logically, intuitively, it would appear that Choresh, that plowing, would come first, but we'll see that there are actually times where one could violate the Malacha of Harisha, of plowing, even after one has planted. So we'll begin with the order of Zoreah, of planting first. So he writes over in the Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos, Tachlis Hazria Hiatzmicha. The entire purpose of planting is not the ends, planting is a means to be able for something to grow, to sprout forth. Alkin lo bilvad she'etzem hazria asura, ela gam la'asos shum pu'ula shemisayas es hatzmicha gam kin asur. So therefore, again, it goes without saying that if one actually takes seeds and one puts it in dirt and one covers the dirt, that one, of course, has violated the malacha of planting. But that's not the only way one could violate the malacha. If one goes ahead and does anything that facilitates growth, if one does anything that enables growth, or if one does something that accelerates growth, that is also the malacha, that is also the prohibited category of labor of planting. He says, Shekol siyua ligidul izo gidulei karka nichla b'malacha zos. Anything that one does to either actually plant or to facilitate or to accelerate growth in any way is part of the malacha of Zriya. He goes on, Yesh men asuros mishuma av atzmo v'yesh mishum toldo. So we spoke about last week the idea that not all malachos are created equal. Some are what we call the avos, the primary prohibited categories of labor, and others are extensions of that. He goes on, he says, Kimok, he says something very interesting. Kimok kala malachos. So if you remember again, so first of all, we'll see that Zorea is one of the harder malachos to violate on Shabbos. You almost have to go out of your way to actually violate it, but he brings up something very interesting. If you remember again, last week we spoke about the concept of psik resha. So what's psik resha? Psik resha means an action that you don't intend to result in malacha, but will absolutely result in malacha nevertheless. See, even though, again, I don't want the malacha, because my action will absolutely result in malacha, I'm not allowed to do it on Shabbos. See, he gives an example that psik resha can often come up, or I should say, there are many cases of zorea, of unintended zorea, unintended planting. What's an example of unintended planting? So listen to what he writes. He says, Al kain aser lizrok zraim bimakom sheyecholim litzmoach. One has to be careful about throwing away seeds in a place or in a way that they potentially could sprout, afilu im eina michuvanam lakach, even if that is not one's intention. So you say to yourself, where could such a situation ever come up? Ukigon sheochlim peros begina bimakom sheyecholim litzmach tzmachim. This could come up very easily. Person is sitting outside on Shabbos, and a person is eating grapes. The grapes have seeds. So what happens? So I want to spit the seeds just into the ground. I don't want to, you know, I just want to throw them away. Or for that matter, again, a person is eating an apple, and I don't want to leave one part open. I get to the seeds. I want to throw the seeds away. Says in the Chaber, you can't do that on Shabbos. One has to be very careful about discarding seeds in an area where there is grass, in an area where there is soil. Why? Because if there is any remote possibility that those seeds can be absorbed into the ground, that those seeds could potentially take root, one may have just unintentionally violated the malacha of Zorea. So we see again from here that it's not just simply actively putting the seeds in the ground, planting them for the purpose of taking root. But again, remember, when I'm throwing away my grape seeds, I have no interest in planting a vineyard. That's not my intended goal or purpose. But remember, on Shabbos, you are liable even for unintended actions that can result in a malacha. Therefore, if one is eating fruit outside on Shabbos, one must make sure to not discard the seeds in anywhere where there is soil. Rather, one better off to spit in a napkin or to spit into some type of receptacle and discard it inside. Rabbi Hanan ben Akash, Omer Shbrachu Lezakos, says Yisrael, Lefichach, Heber Lahem, Tor Mitzvah, Shneemar, Adonai Chafetz Laman, Tzidko, Yagdil Torah, V'Yadir.